It is Tuesday. It is the 8th day of October and time for the quarterly report, if you will, from our good friends at Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative and, of course, local rural electric utility powering much of KCHEC land. Marvin Denzer has joined us again. He's the CEO. We'll hear from him in just a bit. Chad Breeze is the Director of Safety at Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative. We'll be hearing from him. Jody Dorr is Member Service Representative. We'll start out with MVEC Marvin, who's standing right beside MVEC Marvin, the MVEC indoor-outdoor gauge. You're a lot less dressed than he is. You'll take note that he's got stocking caps and snow suit on. He's not very liking these temperatures in the upper 30s to lower 40s, but nonetheless. Marvin, you talked a little bit, we weren't rolling tape, about your educational background. Give us a little bit of that, and give us a little bit of your background, how you got in the position at Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative, and then give us a kind of a rundown of the cooperative in total service area and that type of thing.
All right, well, thank you, Tom. As you know, October is National Cooperative Month, and so I'll get into a little bit more about Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative, but a little bit about myself.
Yeah.
I graduated from Montgomery Redbirds back in 1985. After that time, I went up to NDSU, ran at Morehead State, and then I transferred to NDSU and graduated from there with an electrical engineering degree, and was able to move back to this area and started at Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative back in 1990. At that time, our office was off the Highway 169. So I've been there a little over 33 years.
Wow.
And it's been a great opportunity for me to start on the engineering side, the key account side, went into marketing and business a little bit. And now I had the opportunity to become CEO about a year and a half ago. And so just great.
How long have the headquarters been at the current location?
Over 20 plus years.
Okay.
We have the current location up there. And now we are at 95 employees. So back in the day, we were at probably half that.
Yeah.
So we're definitely growing cooperative. We have over 47,000 members, Tom, and we serve north up to Waconia, out west to Arlington Green Isle area, out east to 35W, and down south to the Waterville Legion area. So again, we have about 47,000 members. We were established in 1937. And with that, we maintain and operate over 4,000 miles of overhead and underground line. But and to do that, we have over 95 team members. And it's all about the team and, of course, our 47,000 member owners. I tell my staff we have 40,000 owners, if you will, and member owners that are represented by 9 board of directors. And we have 3 districts as well. So.
Again, that's the voice of Marvin Denzer, who's the CEO of Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative. It's their quarterly report today, and you wanted to bring out the point that October is National Cooperative Month. Expand upon that.
Yeah, Tom. Cooperatives are owned by the members, meaning that we're not investor-owned. We are owned by our 47,000 members. Along with that, we operate democratically. And we prioritize people over profits. So like I said, we have 47,000 member owners. And so every decision we make at Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative, it's how it impacts the membership in a positive way. So we definitely take that as our priority as we move through our daily operations. And also today I'm going to talk a little about principle number 6. There are 7 principles in the cooperative world. And principle 6 is the cooperative among cooperatives. Talk a little about mutual aid. We sent a crew down to Blue Ridge Electric Cooperative, which is a mutual aid. They were hit by Hurricane Helene over a week ago, and so we received note from our MREA, which is Minnesota Rural Electric Association. That's our statewide. So if there's other issues in other states, what the other states do, they'll reach out to our statewide association, Minnesota Rural Electric Association, and they'll ask for mutual aid. So we sent 4 linemen there with a bucket truck and a digger, along with trucks from Wright Hennepin Electric Cooperative and also McLeod Cooperative Power Association out in Glencoe. So they met at our cooperative and they headed down in that direction. It was over a 20-hour trip down to Blue Ridge Electric Cooperative in South Carolina. And just the magnitude of that storm, they're a member a cooperative of about 73,000. As I mentioned, Minnesota Valley has about 47,000 members. They have 73,000 wow. members. At the height of their storm, there was over 64,000 members without power. Just to put that in perspective, mm-hmm. it was over, well over two-thirds of their membership was without power. And to put it in perspective, they had over 800 broken poles. And I was talking to the CEO down there, and previously, the most poles they had broken was 200. So just the magnitude of this storm, wow. they had over 800 broken poles. And it takes about 2 to 3 hours to replace a pole. And so mm-hmm. you can just imagine the amount of effort it's taken place to restore that. We were just one of 18 Minnesota cooperatives that sent mutual aid down there. So again, it's a cooperative effort down there. And if you want to follow this, you can go to NBC's Facebook to find out the latest information on our mutual aid at Blue Ridge Electric Cooperative.
Did any Minnesota cooperatives or yourself send poles down there, or just the people and the equipment?
Tom, we did not. We actually pulled empty pole trailers down there. And so when they left that morning, to your point, that's kind of when we were pulling empty trailers with no poles on them. But they yeah. had enough poles and equipment down there. So they must have had foreseen this coming a little bit. But they had vendors down there that said there's no need to bring poles, just bring pole trailers, which they hauled down there. And, of course, I'm going to let Chad talk about the safety side of this in a moment. But so they hauled the empty trailers down there.
Once again, conversation with representatives from Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative here on KCHK Radio. So that's an example of going out state with that Blue Ridge Mutual Aid. How about mutual aid within the state, local?
Yes, Tom. We do that as well. This past August, Conexus Energy, located in the northern suburbs of Minneapolis area, they had a storm that went through in the Blaine area, and so we were able to send a crew up there as well. So we do watch out for each other here in the state as well.
All right, and you kind of alluded to Chad being here, so we'll go ahead and get a conversation from Chad. Chad, why don't you introduce yourself and what your title is, and maybe give a little bit of your background, what led you to Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative.
Sounds good, Tom. Thanks. Yeah, my name is Chad Breeze, and I'm the Director of Safety with Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative. I went to school, got a two-year degree, so just degree in computer-aided drafting and design, believe it or not, and actually came on with Minnesota Valley as their computer-aided drawer for their mapping system. Worked my way up through design engineer position and distribution design work, and then eventually led into a safety position locally between three co-ops. And then from there, I joined the statewide that Marvin referenced, you know, with Minnesota Rural Electric Association for a couple of years, got additional experience, and had the opportunity in 2020 to come back to Minnesota Valley as their sole director of safety. So that's kind of what got me to where I'm at now. Local, graduated Jordan High School, so it's nice to be back at home working for my local cooperative for sure.
And what sort of information did you want to pass along about mutual aid and the safety aspect of it?
Yeah, it's when it comes to mutual aid, we definitely work together very well as cooperatives. There too, it may be hard to believe, but we actually practice for these scenarios on an annual basis, where we will actually work as far as if we had a storm situation at Minnesota Valley, we've worked with all of our team members at Minnesota Valley to actually gauge our response and how we would deal with situations like this. It's a much bigger platform when we go to other states, obviously, so that's how we work mainly through that statewide association, where they get declarations from Federal Motor Carrier to allow us to cross state lines with our trucks and trailers and our commercial drivers, working just to get a lot of those pieces put together. We work, when you look at it, as Marvin kind of mentioned, we had about 24 hours notice to get people lined up and our equipment lined up, so that is kind of a testament as to how well prepared we keep our trucks stocked and ready to roll out the door for not just our own situations, but especially for mutual aid too, if we have to go out and assist other folks. And so we get out there, the trucks are loaded up with enough materials to start doing outage restorations, and then they can go to the home base of the co-op they work with to actually pick up the bigger pieces like the poles, the cross arm poles that go on top of the poles, and then any other equipment we'd have to use out there. But when you look at a situation like this that's this large scale and how far away we are, we look at the needs of our line workers as well. They must pack their essentials for possibly being out there for a 7 to 10 day stretch, not including, you know, two or four travel days, you know, to get where they're going and back home. So they're looking at all their FR clothing, rain gear, boots, etc., changes of clothes. They have to have their personal needs, glasses, contacts, you know, whatever it is that you'd have on an everyday basis, because a lot of times you're going into areas that are just devastated and there's just nothing there to get replacements for your stuff. If you have any kind of medications, that kind of stuff, you know, most of us have an opportunity when we plan a trip to have a few days to get this stuff ready. They're going in a pretty quick turnaround to get down there and work with it.
I think that we covered this maybe on past shows, but I'm going to ask it again. So how are the linemen that go down there? And I think that you indicated there were like four of them that went. How are they chosen? Is it volunteer? Are they on a rotation basis? Do you guys just pick them out? Talk a little bit about that. I don't know if Marvin or Chad would be the one to speak on that.
Yeah, Tom, that is truly on a volunteer type basis.
Okay.
Yep. So we had plenty of them sign up, and of course we have to make sure that we keep enough back to run our operations
here. Right.
So we had well over four that signed up, but we chose to bring four down there again, along with two trucks. Again, one was a digger truck, which actually has got an auger on it, so it allows them to dig a hole for a pole. And so they so we brought two trucks down with four guys. And because we had plenty of others that volunteered for this, but we had to keep a few back just to make sure that we could handle things at Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative.
Again, that's the voice of Marvin Denzer, the CEO. Also joining us today, Chad Breeze, Director of Safety at MVEC. Chad, I know that we want to talk about harvest safety promotion, but before we go to that, is there anything else that you would like to add about mutual aid safety?
Yeah, on the side of the mutual aid safety, I think, you know, we can still look at this a lot of times, even within, you know, our own membership and just folks out there in general, where it's definitely a practice of patience. There's a lot going on, a lot of stuff getting organized. We basically follow four basic principles when it comes to safe storm recoveries. You know, we have to have organization. We have to have our pieces together so we know where to send people to do the restoration work as quickly and efficiently as possible. We communicate constantly, and then we try to let our local knowledge take the lead of our areas that they're working in. Good examples of that, our folks are going down to an area which they could branch into, you know, different types of animals, critters that we don't get used to around our parts, snakes and those kinds of things, alligators potentially. We just don't train and have the PPE to deal with those kinds of things. So, and then we must also make sure that everybody's staying vigilant about the best practices. You know, when it comes to storm situation, it's usually all hands on deck. People want to get things done as quickly as possible. But when I talk about that patience piece, a lot of times it's just, you know, we want just as much as anybody to get the power back on for as many people as possible in those situations, but to do it safely and correctly and as quickly as possible, it does take time, you know, a lot of times. So it's a patient piece we have to work with.
You also wanted to add a little something about harvest safety. 'Tis the time of year for that.
Yeah, when it comes to harvest safety, definitely when we get September, we really put out in our electric eye a lot of information regarding harvest safety, and folks can reference back to that. But around our area right now, we kind of get a lull most times of the storms, and so we don't have to worry as much about that. But we do have to worry about, you know, equipment moving down the roads, in the fields, coming close to a lot of our equipment that's out there as well, which could be potentially hazardous to folks. So when we talk about it, again, everyone can remember this time of year to be patient and, you know, share the road to ensure safety of everybody out there. But specific to our farmers, you know, maintain at least 10-foot clearance from any of our utility equipment out there. Use a spotter and flags, you know, any time you're deploying equipment out to the fields or different areas, make sure we have somebody watching, you know, for height and for how close we are to that equipment. If we do have a contact with power lines, again, Always assume that that equipment is energized, not that our power just goes out automatically. If lines are down, make sure we get a call into MVC's dispatch as quickly as possible and remain inside that vehicle for your safety. You know, that's the key piece to it. And then, you know, also consider a lot of times the equipment and cargo extensions you might have on that equipment out there. It's with the auger arms that are out quite a distance. Even if you're hauling anything along the lines of irrigation pipes or hay, you know, larger hay bales or lumber, that can actually conduct electricity too if it comes in contact. So a lot of things to keep in mind and think about. But again, number one is that safety piece, and don't just assume that the power is out if a line is down or contact has been made with equipment of Minnesota Valleys.
Once again, as part of our Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative presentation on KCHK today, Chad Breeze joining us, Director of Safety. Jody Dorr is Member Service Representative. Good morning, Jody.
Oh, good morning, Tom.
Jody, let's get a little bit of your background, how you've made your way to MVEC, and then we'll talk about National Co-op Month from your perspective.
Well, I don't have quite the electrical education or experience as Marvin or Chad, but I just decided that, you know, I've been a member of Minnesota Valley Electric for 20-some years myself. So after making it just a career change, I decided, you know, it was proud to be a member, so I thought it would even be a better thing to be an employee as well and help out the members.
How long have you been Member Service Representative?
A little over 9 years.
And what are some of the things you do in that regard?
Sure. Well, the Member Services team, we're the ones who answer all the initial phone calls. We're always your first point of contact, and we work together to assist our members. And the goal is to be the first call resolution the best way that we can. We can help with things such as the various payment programs available for our members, especially with cold weather season that has started October 1st. Payment arrangements, extensions, budget programs, and pay-as-you-go as well. As well as just calling in with basic account information for our members. You know, what's their amount due this month or their due date, understanding their bill, going over high bill concerns, and then with that, discussing our EnergyWise programs to help them save money, reduce usage, the rebates that are available, and then how to navigate our website for this information as well. Our website has a lot of helpful information for them as far as energy saving tips and other programs. And our Smart Hub, that's an online like login portal where a member can view their usage, take a look at their bills, monitor their daily and hourly usage as well to kind of educate them on the usage they have in their home. And then majority of it, too, is when members call in and are moving into our territory and need to set up an account so we can bill them for that usage for new and existing members, as well as anyone who may be building a home or adding a service such as a garage or a shed and things like that. But most importantly, we're there to listen to our members. We like to hear from them and listen to what their concerns may be for us to be able to help them better in the future.
My notes say that the Member Services Department acts as a one-stop shop for inquiring members. That's a good way to describe it, isn't it, Jody?
Yes.
Jody, well, let's talk about National Cooperative Month and how that works in with your particular position.
Well, they're very good about celebrating us over there at Minnesota Valley Electric, because we are the initial contact with our members, and we like to celebrate our members as well. Just it's a month of just being appreciative for the work we have there and our members.
Once again, Jody Dorr is Member Service Representative at Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative. We're going to get a little bit of information about a fun event that's coming up on Saturday from Marvin. But before we go to the finish with Marvin, Jody, was there anything else that you wanted to add?
No. Nope. Appreciate you having us here. It's nice to meet you in person finally,
well,
Tom.
Well, thank you. Thanks very much. Appreciate that. Chad Breeze, Director of Safety at MVEC, anything that you would like to add?
Not really. It's the biggest thing, I think, with us, like we said earlier, is just making sure that people understand, you know, kind of where we're at and how things work. And that all ties to our cooperative month as well, right? Just getting the messages out there and appreciate the platform to be able to do that on the safety side for sure. Thank you very much.
Marvin Denzer, CEO. Actually, we should, you know, full disclosure, this was supposed to be a week later, but then it was noticed, hey, you guys are going to be out at Barton Pumpkins. Let's get on KCHK the Tuesday before that. Let's move it up a little bit. And we're happy to accommodate that. And so you've got some fun stuff that's coming up on Saturday. Why don't you talk about that, Marvin?
We do, Tom. Yes, this Saturday, we're going to be at Barton Pumpkins from 10:30 to 12:30. And we're going to bring our Ford Lightning truck along with our electric bikes, which people have the opportunity to go on electric bike. It's a unique experience. And so they'll be out there. Along with that, we're going to have a giveaway of an electric leaf blower, a DeWalt leaf blower. We're going to give away to the people that come out there and sign up for that. So we'll do a random drawing for that. And of course, we are sponsoring the Charlie Stika Band, which will be there on Saturday as well. So we're looking forward to that. It sounds like it's going to be a great weather day.
Yeah.
And so it should be a fun Saturday there for a couple hours. That's for sure.
Most definitely. You guys will be there 10:30 to 12:30 on Saturday. Charlie is going to be performing from 11 until 3. So it sounds like a great time. Marvin, was there anything else you would like to add before we bring this particular interview to a close?
Yes, I would, Tom. A couple things here. Jody mentioned about their one-stop shop there, and she's absolutely correct. The amount of phone calls that they take on a daily basis, and when that phone rings, they don't know if they're going to be signing up for a new service or if they're going to be paying a bill. So great appreciation for that group there at Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative. They do an excellent job of that, try to resolve any questions that come in on a daily basis with one phone call. We know how frustrated it is to get transferred around at businesses, and at Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative, we try not to do that. Our MSRs do a great job of that, resolving the issues with one call. And another thing I'd like to touch on is Chad mentioned something very important about patience, and especially during outage restoration. A lot of times you'll see trucks drive by your house if you're without power, but what those trucks are doing is they're going to restore feeders and substations that have hundreds, if not thousands, of people out. So if they drive by your house during a storm, what they're doing is they're not ignoring you. However, they need to restore the power up line before you can get your power back on. And I know on Facebook down at Blue Ridge Electric Cooperative, some intense Facebook posts down there about people or about line trucks just driving by. But the purpose of that is, again, they're going to larger outages that they have to restore first before they get the individual outages on. So like Chad mentioned, it's all no one likes to be without power, and we're trying to do the best we can and appreciate the efforts of our linemen every single day. But there is a process to outage restoration, so they're not ignoring you. They're just going to larger ones and before they can get you on as an individual.
Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative is the local rural electric utility that powers much of K-Check Country. Thank you so much. That will conclude our quarterly report airing on this 8th day of October from members of MVEC.